carried by a sergeant major and a lieutenant and a lieutenant. They were up front, and then they were followed by a lieutenant in front of the color party in which I was. Leading this color party was Roger Rowley, one of my three officer heroes. I have a picture of that, unfortunately not here. And just to see that man striding along at full march would put a thrill into your heart. And there he is. And there am I. And somewhere behind me was Bill Armstrong, one of the sergeants whom I revered. Now, it was a proud moment for me to be in that color party for that solemn occasion. The only greenhorn among all of the main participants, and in addition to be in a superior responsibility, you might say, to the sergeant who was my model. That was a very proud day for me, I must say. I was meticulous about my own foot and arms drill on parade. Today we have a stamping of feet where the infantryman will raise his foot up to the level of his other knee and get it cracking down onto the pavement. And we didn't have that sort of thing in my day. It began to creep in after the war in the militia. But we did have a very smart fashion of foot drill and arms drill. And Larry Jones was the picture and pride of the whole regiment in arms drill and foot drill. He was a man, by the way, who, I don't think I named him, but he was my platoon commander in Iceland, who was a little slow in marching the platoon out and who lost his command to me. And there is a man I emulated, so far as drill was concerned. And throughout, if you were to read our regimental history, it has a number of occasions which I've completely forgotten about, pretty important occasions, when I was selected to be the commander of a guard. Well, now, this may not be anything to be very proud of, because a parade ground soldier isn't respected very much by the battalion or the officers at large, because he's a parade ground soldier. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it did prove that I was being noticed, I was better than most. And it didn't matter too much to me that that I had success as I was selected as a commander of a guard, so long as I had a reasonably good record of other duties. That's what mattered to me. If I was all around okay, that's fine. The parade ground stuff was the leader of a commander of a guard was a bonus. So I take a certain amount of pride in that, considering the fact that I knew no one in the regiment before I joined it. I knew nothing about the military before I joined it. And I did my best in that respect to, and it was to honor the regiment as much as anything else. It wasn't for dear old Hal Donder, mm-hmm.
I think we've covered just about anything unless there's anything.
No, I think we've covered far more than I expected it to be a privilege for me. I hope it isn't a bore for you.
Certainly not.
I'm afraid I raced through that second last tape, believing it was all that was going to be left, and I don't know whether there's anything I should have put down that I didn't, but I don't think so. Certainly, you've got more than enough.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I just would like to say one thing,
sir,
if I may.
Yeah.
I think I mentioned early in the tapes that my three idols among the officers, that is Lieutenant Ross, Lieutenant Rowley, and Captain Rowley.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already told you about Major John's sad fate,
mm-hmm.
and of Roger. I think he became a general. Anyway, he had a distinguished career and was a very up among the top flight men of the Canadian Army. And as for Dick Ross, he wasn't as colorful as they were. He was dogged and plodding in a way, but totally loyal to his superiors, totally true to honor and decency. And he, after the war, took on the task of running the regimental diary, which is never an easy job. And it's not a work of art by any means, because he was not a literary man. He was not polished like the Rowleys. It just tells it like it is. And certainly it tells it very modestly as far as Dick Ross's achievements were concerned.
Mm-hmm.
After the war, I think it would have been in the 60s or thereabouts, Dick came out to Royal Roads as an instructor, stayed for a year or two, and then went back to retirement in Ottawa.
I'm just wondering, this Rowley.
Wait, pardon?
I'm just wondering about the name, the Rowley, Rowley.
Mm-hmm.
Fairly, I don't know. I know a fairly prominent Ottawa family, and I'm sure they must be related.
It's very likely. John married Aubrey Fellows,
mm-hmm.
and when he died, she married Colin MacDonald, the colonial minister for Southeast Asia or something. Minister for Colonial Affairs, yeah.
I'm sure it's the same family. They have a big house in Rockwood Park, and I went to school with them, and Mr. Rowley was fairly elderly. This would be 10 years ago. And I seem to remember him being a professor or a teacher, but I'm sure it's the same family. I'm sure they're related, probably, in some way.
And this was a lady, did you say?
No, this was, I just went to school with one of their daughters, but he was, and this was 10 years ago, and he would have been in his early 60s
mm-hmm.
at this point. 10 or 12 years ago, actually. So I'm sure they're a fairly prominent family.
I believe it would be the same family. I know very little about them, but they so much have been, if not prominent, at least wealthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because of the way the Rowleys lived, and they were never ostentatious,
mm-hmm.
but they were extravagant in their way, and but they shared whatever they had
mm-hmm.
with their buddies.
Well, I think we've covered everything and
covered it very well. Tell me what sort of work you went to in Calgary.
Well,